It's a late Thursday evening and I'm inside a wardrobe recording this episode. I just felt like you should know. I don't know, I just wanted to add that piece of information. Hi there, family member. I know I have no right to be all giddy. I know I twitched last week Friday and it was not intentional. Okay, it was partly intentional, but everything that happened last week was draining. I mean, I get 2020 has been a very draining year, but then I didn't really feel as drained in all the other months as I felt in this particular month. October was, I'm saying it was because me, I'm already in November. October was draining for me mentally, physically, financially, emotionally. Wasn't easy at all for me. And the happenings of the past week, they were very brutal. So I think it's only fair that we give a minute silence for the souls of the departed. May the souls of the departed rest in peace. How are you? Completely off the charts, but I really want to know how you're holding up with everything that has been going on, how you're coping, how you're staying sane, because me, I don't even know. Like, since last week, my heart has been heavy. I'm a very emotional person. I cry a lot. But ever since these things began, I found it hard to cry. Like, I'll feel sad and then I'll be waiting, like, can I just cry and get this thing off my mind? But tears refused to, like, it just, everything just kept on piling up. With each death, my heart became more and more heavy and it wasn't easy for me at all. I broke down last week and I was just feeling so uninterested in everything. That practically explains why I have been running away from WhatsApp and Instagram for some time now, because I've been so drained. I didn't want to do anything. If I'm coming online, it's like, you know when you are being flogged? That's how I feel. Every time I have to unfreeze my WhatsApp and go there to check out something, it feels like I'm being flogged on the head or on my, like, under my feet. That's how it feels like for me. It's so stressful. Because I just didn't want to. I just, like, feel like lying down, just staying like that, not doing anything at all. But to get my mind off things, I started reading some novels. Wasn't really helping, because sometimes I'll read up to like 2 pages and then I'll find my mind wandering back to the things that happened, and then I'll just, like, lose concentration from what I've been doing. So every time I close my eyes, I see graphic images of the things that have happened over the past few weeks, and it's hard for me to sleep at night. And I keep asking myself, if I don't have anything connected with these deaths, I mean, I'm not the one that killed these people, but I feel this drained and I see graphic images of dead bodies every time I close my eyes. So how are the murderers of these people feeling? How do they sleep at night? How do they eat? How do they take it? How do they, like, come home and hug their families knowing that they just subtracted a member of your family? Do you get me? Like, it's just so, so absurd to think that people can commit those kind of acts and just, you know, go home and smile and have the hearts to wake up on another day and still do the same thing. It's really, really... And then the fact that there is no accountability for these debts is something that busts my head. Like, last week, I was already looking for routes to trek through to get to Canada. You know, even if it takes me like 2 years, I can come back to vote and return, because Canada is my nation right now. But I'm over that now. I think I'm over that, because I just started feeling, okay, if I'm planning to run away, these people that are dead, can they run away? No. The fact that there's no accountability for the dead people makes it even more annoying. The fact that some nitwits, I don't want to use curse words, some nitwits still have the effrontery to be defending the government and to be acting like these things never happened. You see some people saying, are you sure they really killed people at the Lekki toll gates? If they really did, where are the bodies? And even after you are being constantly told that the soldiers took away the bodies, you still have the conscience to still be asking, it's a lie, then where was the blood? Like, respect the dead. So the soldiers didn't kill the people, then where are they? I cannot count the number of missing people tweets I have been seeing everywhere. Retweet, last seen at Lekki toll gate, last seen at Lekki toll gate. And there is no single accountability for these people. Buhari came, made a speech, talked about trader money, empower, and then he gave his condolences to the police officers that have lost their lives. So what about the other people? They are irrelevant, Abi, what? All these things and more are part of the reasons why I have decided to take a break. I'm taking a break from podcasting. I'm taking a break from WhatsApp, from Instagram. I might be online occasionally on Twitter, because I do not want to be misinformed. I do not want someone to come and tell me something that is not true and I end up believing it because I am not informed. So, and then these news outlets, they are a story for another story. So I just came to let you know that I am taking a break. The break isn't going to be for too long, because I don't want to get too comfortable relaxing and then forget that I was actually on a grind before. Hopefully when we are back from the break, there will be a lot of developments from me as an individual and from the podcast as a body. I am working on some things, although I've just been very lazy. But I need to go and get my grind back. I need to refresh. I almost did not want to take this break up, because I was like, man, you can't just leave people like that. But then I felt maybe it's necessary. Maybe this is God telling me, Laura, you need to rest. So I, maybe a week or two, pending how long it's going to take me to get myself back, get my mind back. Because I cannot come and be putting on fake smiles for you when I'm going through the shittiest of shits. So that's that. But I'm going to be very active on the newsletter. Oh, by the way, before I get to the newsletter, I have somebody here with me. Say hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hold on. Say hi.
Hi.
Okay. So yeah, I'm going to be very active on the newsletter platform, because that is somewhere that I get to offload. I don't want to turn into a robot void of emotions. So I'm still going to be very active. If you aren't signed up to the newsletter yet, I'm going to leave a link on the episode description. But if you can't see it, if you got the notification of a new episode from WhatsApp, then the second link, that's the link below the link you used to access this episode, is the link to sign up for the newsletter, the direct link to sign up for the newsletter. I'm going to be dropping letters every Monday by 6. It's where we have heartfelt conversations about things. I left a letter on Monday, so if you are signed up but you haven't checked, please check and reply me back. Let's just... So I guess I'll see you in a week or two. I love you. Please, let's connect on the newsletter platform, because I do not want to not talk to you. I mean, it's going to be hard for me to. Stay safe, and I'll see you next time. Bye.